With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
What's going on with Kanye West?
What do you mean?
He is crazy.
You think so?
I do. Out of nowhere, this whole thing with Nick Cannon happened a month ago. Remember when Nick Cannon went on some TV show and he kind of alluded that probably Drake did hook up with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, he said that obviously they have something on the family because for some reason they're acting that way.
But this was a month ago, so I'm wondering why Kanye West is now overreacting.
What's
to
all he saying?
This. Well, I have some audio.
Oh.
I'm glad you asked. Here it is.
Here it is.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but, you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Like, none of y'all speak on my wife, period. What are you talking about? I'm married. We in love. We a family. Y'all be promoting all that, like, negativity. Y'all think that's cool for social media? It don't sit right with my soul. It don't sit right for my spirit. Nick Cannon, all that wasn't sitting right with me.
I hope he becomes our president.
You know what? I kind of agree with him, though.
Yeah.
I think some of that stuff doesn't need to be said.
Doesn't need to be said about Kim.
And I know that she flaunts herself out there and throws out these pictures and different things that...
videos.
You know, yeah. She
but
brings it on herself.
That doesn't mean that... That doesn't mean she needs to be talked about in a bad way.
He's angry.
Well, wait, there's more.
There is?
Yeah.
Did she have plastic surgery when you guys were dating?
Nah, we used to talk about it. I used to tell her, no. You went to with it. Like, I don't know what she is, but her body's crazy.
Right.
Like, always been that way since she was, you know, a young girl. And I remember, like, she didn't like her nose. And I'm like, yo, you're beautiful. You just, she would talk about wanting stuff or being unhappy with certain things. And I'm like, nah, like, you good. Like, embrace your flaws. That's your character. That's what makes... I still don't even know, but I remember her nose, like, she used to have an issue because she thought she had, like, a more, as she called it, Armenian nose. And I was like, yo, that's dope. Like, you know, today, I mean, I wasn't there, but her nose does not look the same.
There's a lot of conversation about a stinking nose.
He's saying that she had it fixed, changed, rearranged. Maybe that's why Kanye's so upset. Like, don't say that my wife had her face rearranged.
I didn't know he dated her.
I didn't either.
I had no clue.
Until all this came out.
I had no idea.
I had no idea either. And then Nick Cannon did a, I don't know, back at you, Kanye West.
First off, let me say, nothing but love and respect for you. You know, I always had that. But I honestly got to say this, my dude. I've never said anything disrespectful or harmful to your, in my opinion, to your marriage or your union. I salute it. Keep it going. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say. I'm a solid individual. Somebody asked me a question, I'm going to answer it.
Hmm.
This is exhausting.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah. Let's never do this again.
It's dumb.
It's so dumb. All of it's dumb.
It really is. I mean, it's just dumb.
My God. Anyway.
You know, and Nick Cannon... Just clam up, dude. I mean, I don't even know why he has a dog in this fight.
Because
I mean, I don't know why he's even involved in this.
Because nobody will talk about him unless he's talking about the girl he used to date.
Dude, you used to be married to Mariah Carey.
Yeah. That seemed like a happy place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, God. Hey, this is kind of cool. Dog the Bounty Hunter. So there's this really bad dude, right? And his name is Sean Christie. And Sean Christie has basically threatened everybody, including the president of the United States of America. He's made threats against cops, the president, and they're looking for him. They're really looking for him because they think that he might do something crazy. Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter is on it.
He's also kind of guy that he calls himself a survivalist, which this guy, he claims that he can live anywhere. He'll survive. He can be out in the woods. So basically, he's saying that good luck catching me because I'm too slick, pal. I can live anywhere. I can survive anywhere. You will never find me. So it's a real challenge for the dog.
The dog says he's on it. He has some real leads on this guy. And he says, my goal is not to shoot him. Well, that's good. But to get him to surrender, he said, I feel like I can talk to him and just get him to surrender because he's not a career criminal. He's just a little something's going on upstairs. You know what I mean? And so he says, yes, he's going to go and he's going to find that guy.
I think he's going to shoot him.
You do?
Just because he said that.
He said he's not going.
I think he's
going
to go out and shoot him.
I think this is exciting.
I ran into the dog once in Vegas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Boy, that Beth. Woo!
She's a hottie.
She's a hottie.
I saw him at the Renaissance Festival once.
Did you really?
Aren't they from Colorado Springs or something?
Yeah, somewhere down south. Someone approached her to ask for a photo, and she was not having it.
Really?
Yeah.
She just wanted to be the moment of the Renaissance,
yeah,
she was
there with her family.
Huzzah.
Yep, huzzah. And she was not having it. I'm glad I didn't ask.
Me too.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible to be shamed by, what's it, Beth?
Beth.
Yeah, her name's Beth.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't think dog ever washes that hair.
I love his dog do.
It is do. You're exactly right. It's called dog do.
Sweet dog do.
Yeah.
What's his name? Wilmer? Wilmer Vladimir? I guess he has put his whole life on hold to support his ex-girlfriend, Demi Lovato, in rehab.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Do you know that's the guy from the 70s show?
Yep.
Fez? I didn't know that.
You didn't? That's kind of all he's known for, isn't
it? Yeah, but I didn't put it all together until I saw this story about him being her boyfriend. It just didn't click.
In fact, she said he's the love of her life. Now, here's where I'm worried about this whole thing. I spoke about this like last month. So he was the love of her life. They broke up. I guess it was a horrible, you know, breakup, and she was just sick and sad and all that. Well, now this rehab thing is getting his attention. I don't like that.
Why not?
Because he should have been there by her side when she was sober.
Maybe she pushed him away.
No, I guess he broke her heart.
Maybe she pushed him away so she could do her party. You do that, you know.
Well, I know, but even when she was sober, she sang the song like, now I'm sitting here looking like a tin. It's like, it's against him. Like, here's my revenge. I'm all hot.
Oh, yeah, I'm all hot.
Anyway, it's a little scary. That's all. Just saying. The two have been seen together at local coffee shop telling us, BJ, you are correct. She's not in rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah. At all.
Yeah, I said that, didn't I? A couple of days ago.
Yes.
Well, the word came out that she was going directly from the hospital, from that intensive care thing, straight to rehab. And then they backed off of it and they said, well, she's making her plans to go to rehab. Not in rehab, but making plans. And then it was a few days later, they said that she had planned on doing her rehabbing at her house. And I said then, that's not going to work. No, no, no. Not going to happen.
So we'll see.
I don't think she went to rehab.
Somebody says the dog lives in Highlands Ranch.
Get out of here. Right next to Vanilla Ice?
Yeah. I think we have a lot of celebrities that live in Highlands Ranch. We don't even know
neighborhood.
It. So fantastic. Paulina Gretzky. She's going through something, friends. So if you don't know who Paulina Gretzky is, she's like super duper hot.
Smoking.
So hot. And she's also the daughter of, what's his name?
Wayne.
The hockey player?
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. So,
the greatest.
So she has been with this professional golfer, Dustin Johnson, and she's been with him for quite a while.
One of the greatest.
They have been dating since 2013, and they have two sons together. Well, she went off of Instagram. And guess what? Last night, she went back on Instagram, and she's laying there in the sheets, right? She's just laying there.
Yeah.
She's all sexy. And then she plays this song. And the song is Dustin Lynch, I'd Be Jealous Too. And it goes, I'd be jealous too if she was with you. I'd be out of my mind watching her move. If I was just a guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous too if she was with you.
Oh, it's going to drive him nuts.
Well, we think, though, it's about the girl he had an affair with.
Oh. Oh.
Well, I know what you're saying. I thought that, too, when I first read it. But
yeah, that's what I thought it was.
But she's saying that she's jealous of his girl.
I thought she was saying that
I'm laying
because
here.
I'm laying here and I look so darn hot.
Mm-hmm.
You should be jealous that I look this way and you can't be here with
me. That's what I was thinking,
That's
too.
That's what I thought.
Until they said the post comes in the wake of rumors that her longtime boyfriend had an affair with a young socialite. Oh. Dang. She's so hot. He still had an affair. He had an affair on this. Look at this, people. Even men will cheat on this.
Did you see the one he had the affair with?
No. What was that?
Same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty hot.
Wow. How do you know? And you saw it?
Oh, yeah. It's been out there for a while.
I thought you did some studying, some research.
No. Uh-oh. She also is, I don't know if she's a professional golfer, but she's a golfer. That's where you meet on the golf course. She probably, you know, handled his bag one day.
I've been to a lot of golf courses. They're usually middle-aged men. They're a little chunky.
Yeah, not in his circle, though.
Maybe I'm going the wrong place.
Yeah, you are. Out on the PGA Tour.
They're nice.
Bulky. Those women, you know, and you know this is the case. People like Dustin Johnson and all these guys that are out there playing golf and you know, they're young guys for the most part. You know these women. They go to these golf tournaments and they try to flirt with them, show a little skin.
You mean there's lot lizards on the golf course?
Absolutely. There are lot lizards all over the golf course on the PGA Tour. Now, where I play over at Raccoon Creek, there's not much lot lizarding going on.
That's what I see is
I'm
the type
saying.
That work at the play at Raccoon Creek, that's what I see.
Yeah, you see the creek guys. That's me. Okay? We don't have a lot of lot lizards over there.
No.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe environment. Okay. But out there on that PGA Tour, you know, because these guys are making millions on a weekend. They win a weekend tournament, they'll make $3 million.
Yeah.
And they show up, and you're looking for a dude, you know?
Yeah.
It's the nature of the beast. And I think that's what this lady has done.
Oh, the socialite?
Yeah,
chick?
The socialite lady.
Yeah. And then finally, I have the creepiest story ever. And so we'd love to hear your input because it's going both ways. All right. So Drake, you know, is 31 years old, right?
Yeah.
Well, he is now dating a girl that's, I think, 18. And she was 16 when he met her. And now they're dating. Okay. So I think they kind of broke up or whatever. Well, now he's been talking to this 14-year-old girl from Stranger Things. She's a star and her name is Millie Bobby Brown. And she's only 14. And her and Drake have been talking. They've been going back and forth. He's 31. She's 14. And so she's like, oh, I love him so much. And they said, what do you text back and forth? And she says, I text him, I miss you. And he says, I miss you more. And then she's like, I love you. And he's like, I love you more. Ew. He's 31.
It's creepy.
It's totally creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you're Drake. Why are you making a decision like this to keep this relationship? And I'm not saying it's a physical relationship by any means, but it just doesn't look right.
It makes sense because he groomed the 16-year-old. He did the same thing with that 16-year-old, and now she's 18, and now he's dating her. Yeah. So he was grooming her all along. That's what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
That it's what he does. It's really pedophile-ish-y, in my opinion. Some 31.
It's bizarre.
Think about when you were 14. Would you really talk back and forth with some 31-year-old dude?
Nope.
That's creepy.
No, I understand why she's doing it because it's Drake.
Yeah.
The burden's on him. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you, I mean, you're putting these texts and stuff out there that they're not going to go away. This stuff stays.
Forever.
So, I mean, it's going to come back to bite you. You don't need this trouble.
So she lashed out at everybody saying, he's not grooming me. Why you gotta make a lovely friendship your headline? You guys are weird. See, you can tell she's 14. You guys are weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you think it's creepy too?
I think it's really bizarre.
Yes,
I saw the story and I was reading it, but it was a little confusing because I just don't understand. I can't wrap my head around why he's doing it. And so I'm reading the story thinking, okay, now why is he continuing to text with this girl? And I understand she's all crazy about him because she's a teen. He's a superstar. But boy, from his side of it, he needs to knock it off.
I agree.
This is not good. I got one for you, Jamie.
Okay, good.
This came out this morning from last night, I guess. Tristan Thompson's at it again.
Oh, no. You know what? We guessed it.
He's been spotted with these two ladies last night in Los Angeles.
Breaking news.
Yes, Tristan Thompson is... Didn't we have the story yesterday that Courtney is headed back to Cleveland to be with Tristan when the NBA season kicks off? And you and I both said he's still going to have his floozies on the side.
Because she came back to him and she accepted it.
Sure enough, last night he's back out with floozies.
Chloe's going to be so sad.
And they're saying that he's up to shenanigans.
No. I thought he'd stopped. You know, I thought he was a good, good Christian boy now. He's like, I got caught and I love you, Courtney. Not Courtney, Chloe. I love you and let's have our little baby together.
Sure appeared that he'd learned his lesson. Mm. I mean, after she, you know, packed up everything in that Winnebago and drove back across country, back out to L.A. and left him in Cleveland, I thought for sure he'd cleaned up his act. But no.
I thought she was in a U-Haul with Mom's attic.
Oh, maybe that was the case. I don't remember. I thought it was in Winnebago.
Maybe.
But nevertheless, she drove back. She didn't fly. With the baby.
The baby.
With the car seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you learn this? I hadn't even heard this.
It just came out this morning.
You totally are like, your finger's on the pulse.
Yeah, well, I like to keep up with this guy because I think he's just a scumbag.
But I told you, if you keep taking a guy back, he's going to keep doing it because why wouldn't he?
And I feel like I'm the protector of Chloe.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to tweet her and see if she's seen this story.
See if she's okay.
You know what? I'll bet she sleeps in. And see, I'm up early. I probably have seen this story before she's seen it.
Oh, no.
And so I should tweet her and say, hey, Chloe, it's the protector of Chloe here. I got a little link here. You might want to take a look at these floozies that are running around with your guy.
Wow.
I could do that.
It's your duty.
You said duty.
To let her know.
When does it end, though? When do you guys stop doing that crap? When does it end?
Well.
Because I thought a baby fixed everything.
Well, I think it does in most cases.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But our catchphrase here at the Radio Ranch is, have a baby. A baby fixes everything.
Yeah. And
you're living proof, BJ.
It certainly does. And it does. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. I mean, who knew our catchphrase, you would end up living?
I know.
Isn't
that
weird?
It's
After 5 years, we've said it for 5 years, and then you're like, boom, I'm going to marry that woman and have a baby, and it fixed everything.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette said it best.
Yeah.
Ironic.
So, whoa.
That's heavy, dude.
Whoa. Yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Ironic.
I feel like this is over right here.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like that we pretty much ran our course with this particular report.
Really good.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.